Based on the popular YA novel, we have the rare movie that lives up to the book hype. The Hate U Give. Welcome to the best movies of the year so far, the show where I rank the top movies of the year every episode. As the year grows, the list grows, and the movies get better. But a show that will always answer that question, what's the best movie of the year so far? So welcome back. I am John Ellis. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for participating. Thanks for joining in the conversations online. I appreciate all the reviews you've left on iTunes. And just so you know, I am on Spotify as well. So if those of you that prefer your podcast that way, that's another way to find me. So last time we discussed the best movies of the year, we discussed A Star Is Born. It's an Oscar-worthy, big-time movie, worth seeing for sure. It's a movie we're going to hear a lot toward the end of the year. It's a movie that's going to get multiple nominations, and for sure Bradley Cooper, probably Lady Gaga, several songs may get nominated. Directing, it's just going to be flooded at the Oscars, A Star Is Born. Is it a perfect movie? No, it's got some problems. It's got some things that I didn't quite care for, but it's still one of the best movies of the year. And as you may recall in our last discussion, it was number two on my best movies of the year so far. So a solid movie all the way around. But today's movie is different. It's a different genre, different audience. It has probably more of a mass appeal type movie than A Star Is Born. The Hate U Give. The Hate U Give is based on a very popular YA novel by Angie Thomas. Starring Amanda Stenberg as Star with two R's, she's living this double life, this version one and version two, as she calls it. One version being where she has to go out of her neighborhood to this mostly white school, mostly wealthy school, as one of the few black kids in that school. Her other version is in her own neighborhood, where she's surrounded by drugs and guns and ex-cons, including her own father. And those versions start colliding when she becomes a key witness in a police shooting. And that's kind of where the struggle is for her, fighting those two versions and fighting whether she should find her own voice in this movie. This film is directed by George Tillman Jr. He's directed a lot of television, but he's probably best known for some of his producing work, for producing, being a co-producer on Mudbound and the Barbershop movies. And The Hate U Give feels like his number one. His number one on IMDb. This is going to be his movie that's going to kind of label him as a great director, because he did a great job here. And he managed to carry this emotional weight of the film. There's several tons of emotional elements to it, but there's also some humor, some light touches, and he really balances that out very well. And a part of that is due to the amazing cast that's attached onto this movie. It's a script that came from a very popular YA novel that could have easily fell flat. But if it wasn't for this cast, it really just pushed this all the way through. So speaking of that cast, let's start with Russell Hornsby. He plays the dad of Star. Now, many of you may know him as the cop in Grimm, a show that ran a long time. But I almost forgot that until I was walking out of theater and realized who that was. He really takes on this character, this dad. He's harsh. He's brutal at times, but he's also loving. He's caring. And he's trying to get his kids and point them in the right direction and help them out where he can. And also he has to be a dad of a black child in America, which is hard. So he has to give them the talk and tell them what to expect when they get pulled over by the cops. And there's these great scenes he has and these great speeches that he delivers. And if there's any Oscar buzz at all with this movie, and I'm not sure if there is yet, but there is any, I'm putting it on Russell Hornsby, because he really did extremely well in this movie. And I really didn't know he had this in him, because I know him from Grimm, which is a lighthearted show. And it's a fun show. But he really carried this movie really well. But that being said, Amanda Stenberg plays Star with two R's. This is her film. She's probably in every scene, as far as I can recall. This is her movie. She is the star of this movie. She's the leading actress of this movie. And she's from previous work. She played Rue in the Hunger Games series. So she's been acting for quite a while, and she's a force to be reckoned with for a long time. She is a star with one R. Now, this film is often a white education in the black culture, from the seriousness of, like I said, the talk the parents have to give these kids, to more the lightheartedness of the role of mac and cheese in a meal, or is it a meal? And each of these are handled with the right hand of touch with Tillman. The right amount of touch is given to each, whether it's a heavy topic or a light topic. And that's due to his work. But also, like I mentioned, the cast of this is so strong that they can carry this film as much as it needs to go, and they carry it all the way through. Now, the adaption from this book is well done. I can't speak from the book itself because I haven't read the book, but it's certainly a movie that stands alone without knowing the history of the book. Now, from what I've heard, I can only speak from what I've heard. There are some characters that were cut out of the book. There's some storylines that were cut out from the book, and that's to be expected. That happens a lot. So me not knowing the difference, this is a movie that stands alone without any book attached to it. And it's also a movie and a story like that can easily be heavily handed and felt more preached to in a story we know. But again, because of the direction and because of these strong performances, it really takes it to that next level and takes it to something I haven't seen in quite a while. Now, it's a movie filled with complexities on both sides of these issues. Now, one scene toward the end of the movie, Star is confronting a family friend played by Common. He's a police officer. And he tries to explain to her the complexity of these issues. We live in a complicated world, he says. Her response, it doesn't seem that complicated to me. So let's quickly run through the current top 10 movies of 2018 so far. The Hate U Give is in my top 10. That means we have to remove some from where we talked last time. Last time we talked, we removed Searching from the top 10, a very good movie worth seeing. And now we have to remove Charlize Theron in Tully, another great movie, a movie I liked a lot, but it's not top 10 worthy right now with these current new movies that are coming out. And many of the ones I'm about to give you may switch as well because more and more movies are coming out. So let's start with number 10, Annihilation. Number 9, A Quiet Place. Now, number 8 is where I'm going to put The Hate U Give. A great movie worth seeing. I urge you to get to the theater and see this while you still can. 7, BlacKkKlansman. 6, Leave No Trace. Now, this is available streaming right now on different pay-per-view channels, so I urge you to go out and find this movie. It's a great movie. It's a movie worth watching. 5, Won't You Be My Neighbor? 4, Black Panther. Number 3, Paddington 2. Number 2, A Star Is Born. And number 1 for me is still 8th Grade. It's the best movie of 2018 so far. So thanks again for continuing to listen, to like and share and comment, letting other people know about this show and sharing that with your friends. I'm appreciating that. Our audience is growing bigger and bigger. So we're having these conversations online and that's been great. And let me know what you think. Find me online. Find Ellis on Movies. Give me a discussion. Let me know where I'm right. Let me know what your thoughts are. What have you seen that I haven't even mentioned yet? I would love to hear from you. I have another movie ready to go and ready to discuss. So until then, I'll see you in the theater.